After nearly a century of heavy state and federal restrictions, hemp, a close cousin of marijuana, is now legal in the U.S. From Harvest Public Media, Esther Honig reports it comes just in time to boost a burgeoning hemp market.
Farmers can already grow hemp in over half of U.S. states, like Colorado, where Kristen Kuna grows hemp with her husband. Come December, there isn't much to see of her crop except a mason jar of thick, dark syrup sitting in her fridge.
Can I smell that? What is that? Does that smell more hemp-like, or?
Kinda. Sweet.
Yeah, but still a little, it smells like marijuana.
Yeah. It is cannabis.
Right. This is CBD, or cannabidiol, an oil made from hemp flowers. It's increasingly popular for its purported health benefits.
I give it to my kids. I put it on my face, burns, cuts. We've had so many different people tell us how much it's helped them.
CBD is driving the hemp market, which was once a common crop in the U.S., until lumped together with marijuana and banned in 1937. Then in 2014, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called for hemp to be grown again as part of state-run research programs. This year, he pushed to remove hemp as a controlled substance.
We believe in what we do and have been working our butt off for this, so it's really exciting. It's come this far and this is happening in our lifetime.
Like many of Colorado's hemp farmers, the Kunas have a small operation, just 1 acre. They also work day jobs. But now they can finally access bank accounts and even qualify for low-interest federal loans and crop insurance. It all comes at a time when the market for CBD is booming.
It's extremely versatile. It can be used for a whole host of different applications.
Jamie Shaw is with Brightfield Group, a market research firm. She says CBD is used in everything from lotions to sports drinks, even dog treats. Right now, that represents a modest $600 million market. But now that hemp's legal,
we know of many, many cases of massive retailers just waiting in the wings to get these products on their shelves.
As major companies like Coca-Cola take an interest, she expects hemp-derived CBD to grow into a $22 billion market in just 4 years. She says consumers are drawn in by the reported healing power of CBD.
It has treatments for everything from epilepsy to MS to arthritis to anxiety, depression, insomnia. The list goes on and on and on.
We don't know that. We don't have the clinical trial evidence to support that.
Esther Blessing teaches psychiatry at NYU. She's involved in a study to see if CBD can reduce alcohol use and PTSD symptoms. Recently, the FDA approved CBD in a drug that treats a form of epilepsy, but that's it. She says the hype around CBD has gotten a bit ahead of the research.
But on the other hand, as a scientist, I really feel like it is one of the most promising medications that has come along in the last 50 years.
Blessing says evidence from small clinical trials and animal model studies show CBD has a lot of potential. She hopes the new law will encourage more research and eventually effective medications. Meanwhile, hemp growers like the Kunas are bracing for change.
I do know everybody's going to be wanting to grow hemp and CBD, and this 1 acre is going to seem like nothing compared to people doing 10s and 30 or 50.
As more hemp is grown across the country, the price for hemp flowers will eventually drop. Kristen Kuna says they'll work to find their niche in the changing market. Esther Honig, KUNC.